Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 120. But now let's review what we've learned last time. A true story.
Do you like stories? I want to tell you a true story. It happened to a friend of mine a year ago. While my friend, George, was reading in bed, two thieves climbed into his kitchen. After they had entered the house, they went into the dining room. It was very dark, so they turned on a torch. Suddenly, they heard a voice behind them. "What's up? What's up?" someone called. The thieves dropped the torch and ran away as quickly as they could. George heard the noise and came downstairs quickly. He turned on the light, but he couldn't see anyone. The thieves had already gone. But George's parrot, Henry, was still there. "What's up, George?" he called. "Nothing, Henry," George said and smiled. "Go back to sleep."
好的，那我们从上节课的复习内容中找到这样两句话。After they had entered the house, they went into the dining room. The second one, he turned on the light, but he couldn't see anyone. The thieves had already gone. 从这两句话中我们可以看到每半句话都有一个主要的动词运用的是一般过去式而另一个动词则用的是过去的过去那就叫做过去完成式什么意思呢今天我们就要学习的是 The past perfect tense 过去完成式好先来看这样子的时间轴假如我们现在把其中的一点作为 now, 也就是我们正在说话的时候在我们说话之前发生了两件事分别是第一件 clean the room, 第二 close the window, 第一个是打扫房间发生在大约两个小时前那 close the window, 大约发生在一个小时前那么这两件事情都存在都发生在过去存在先后的关系我们用 before 来造这样子的句子那就是 She had cleaned the room before she closed the window 我们用 after 也可以说句子是这样子的 After she had cleaned the room she closed the window 好了那我们现在就再看下面一个例子吧好现在的时间轴 now前面发生了两个动作分别是 eat an apple 第二 sleep 那么把它放在过去时态中一个是用过去完成时另一个则要用一般过去式造好的句子分别是这样子的 She had eaten an apple before she slept After she had eaten an apple, she slept 好啦那我们就可以看到用 before 和 after 连接两个过去同时发生的事情不过要注意先后的顺序好现在你来看图造句子吧 Did his homework Played ping pong He had done his homework before he played ping pong After he had done his homework he played ping pong好，我们除了用 before 和 after 这样子的时间状语词，还可以使用 by the time， 就相当于上节课我们学的 when。比如说 ，By the time I got outside, the bus had already left。在我出门的时候，车已经来了，并且已经开走了。那么通过刚才的例句展示我们可以看到过去完成时它的构成就是主语加 had 加过去分词那么它的意义何在呢 第一，它可以表示在过去的动作对晚一些的动作造成了影响或者产生了结果。第二，也可以表示过去的某一个动作一直持续的发生，对晚一些发生的动作可能有一个延续。那么经常搭配的时间状语词是 before, by the time, when, after。其否定形式只需在 had 后面加 not 即可，而一般疑问句的形式把助动词 had 提前，剩下的按照原句子照样说出来或写出来即可。做肯定回答时，我们用 yes 加主语和 had， 否定回答 no， 主语和 had not。 好，那现在就让我们走进120课，来学习过去完成时的用法和表达吧。
Lesson 120, Repetition Drill. Lesson 120. Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak. Did you read the book? Yes, but I saw the film first.
I read the book after I had seen the film.
Did you go to the doctor? Yes, but I made an appointment first.
I went to the doctor after I had made an appointment.
Did the boss leave the office? Yes, but he finished his work first.
He left the office after he had finished his work.
Now you do the same. Ready? Did you read the book? Yes.But I saw the film first.
I read the book after I had seen the film.
Did you go to the doctor? Yes, but I made an appointment first.
I went to the doctor after I had made an appointment.
Did the boss leave the office? Yes, but he finished his work first.
He left the office after he had finished his work. Did your wife go out? Yes, but she finished the housework first. She went out after she had finished the housework.
Did your teacher give you your exercise book? Yes, but he corrected it first.
He gave me my exercise book after he had corrected it.
Did your sister go on holiday? Yes, but she took the examination first.
She went on holiday after she had taken the examination.
Did you buy a new car? Yes, but I sold my old one first.
I bought a new car after I had sold my old one.
Did your mother sweep the floor? Yes, but she dusted the cupboard first.
She swept the floor after she had dusted the cupboard.
Did you drink the milk? Yes, but I boiled it first.
I drank the milk after I had boiled it.
Did the children go to bed? Yes, but they had a bath first.
The children went to bed after they had had a bath.
第120课，你已经得救，这事已经发生了。你在基督里已经得拯救，已经出死入生，这事情已经发生了。所以第一，我们不需要再担忧这件事。第二，我们应该忠心做上帝托付要我们去做的另外一件事。第一，我们不再需要忧虑自己是否得救。罗马书中承诺我们说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。约翰福音又说，信他的人不被定罪。这些圣经的经文都清楚地告诉我们，人若在基督里， 罪已经被赦免，不被定罪了。但是许多基督徒们还在忧虑这件事，这忧虑带给许多基督徒不必要的忧郁、恐惧和分裂。他们力争做义人，于是就去做许多好人好事，但是他们自己的良心却的确知道自己还有很多的罪孽，还是一个罪人。许多基督徒过着不知道自己是罪人还是义人的分裂生活，他们就在这罪人和义人的分裂中，在是与否之间拉锯，消耗了自己的精力、精神和时间，却没有在自己应该做的事情上尽心尽力。第二，我们应该在大使命的事情上尽心尽力。基督徒不需要创新地去做许多好人好事，力争自己拯救自己。基督徒只需要在一件事情上尽心尽力就好。为了让我们在得救的事情上更安心，保罗在《哥林多后书》中写道：若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了，一切都是出于上帝，他借着基督使我们与他和好。接着作者又立刻告诉了我们应该做什么事，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像上帝借我们劝你们一般。我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。所以基督徒啊，请你停止忧虑自己是否得救，开始忧虑他人是否得救，去劝人与上帝和好吧。主啊，求赐给我们智慧和力量，去劝人与你和好，因为我们实在是已经与你和好了。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。